It's an opportunity to showcase senior centers and promote a positive image on aging. Hi everyone, I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky. Welcome to The Art of Aging, a 20-minute podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. A conversation with Carolina Padilla in just 30 seconds. First, your AOA tip of the day. Social interactions are key for people of all ages, especially older adults. COVID-19 may prevent in-person visits. However, it shouldn't stop us from reaching out. Schedule a Zoom visit, pick up the phone, stop by the window, or write a letter. What can take us just 30 minutes to accomplish could make all the difference in the world to them. Now back to our topic, National Senior Center Month. Joining me to talk more about it is Carolina Padilla. Carolina is the Executive Director for the Intercultural Senior Center in Omaha. Welcome, Carolina.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for having me today. And I'm so excited to be here and kind of share about ISC, but at the same time, I guess, give my opinion about how important senior centers are in the whole country.
Fantastic. Let's get started. So, with or without COVID-19, social isolation is a major concern among our aging population. Why is that?
I think it is because as we all age, I think younger generations don't see the importance of keeping connected to the people. As young people, they feel that age separates instead of thinking unifies. I think there is so much richness in people that are getting older that they can share with younger people. And I think that because life is so fast-paced that sometimes there is not dedication, I'm thinking how appreciated it should be. Just in regular families, how grandparents are forgotten just because grandma or grandpa is old and they don't go with my thinking, but I think they should be the other way around and be very appreciative of that.
Okay. And that isolation, just one piece, I mean, that can lead to other problems. Carolina, talk about that.
Especially, I think, for seniors who are dealing with medical conditions. That's even, I think, worse than anything else. I think dementia also is linked to the lack of communication and socialization. And because if you don't have people around you, your mind get set in one place only, that you start deteriorating your health as a whole. It's not easy to get at that age. And we're missing the recognition that how important it is to keep connecting with seniors in general.
Okay. Enter senior centers, right? There are solutions to some of these challenges. For our listeners, maybe somebody who's really never stepped foot in a senior center, how would you describe those to people?
Well, it's a misconception, I think, that senior centers around the world or in the United States is just a place where old people go. And I think it is not that way. I mean, older adults have a beautiful lives. They enjoy being together because that is a time where they can bring memories. They can show or teach their skills, things that they did in the past that no one knew, and it never is too late to learn. And so I think the senior centers are very important. It keeps you connected. It keeps you opportunity to continue to learn, but also to give out to the community because there are so many opportunities.
Yeah, no, that's well said. And I think of older adults, and maybe there's a stereotype too that folks are thinking about when it comes to senior centers, but they're really open to people. I mean, everybody's welcome. Talk about those men and women we would find if we just stopped into a senior center randomly. Who are these people?
Oh, that very interesting question. Those people are the most valuable in our society. I think if we don't recognize that, we are missing a big thing here, because we all aging. And I think if we don't treat that with respect, I think that that's the way, the direction that we ourselves are getting into it. Stepping in, a, you know, in the life of people that are, attend to a senior center, it's it changes life. It changed the perspective. You know, there is many opportunities, I think, in everywhere where there are senior centers where a lot of young people come just because sometimes during school years they have to. I think when they those students approach, and I have heard from other senior centers, I was visiting once, and they said there's children or young people that come in with a very negative attitude, but when they leave, they it changed completely, and they bring other memories that I should reach out to my grandma. I think after talking to you, I think I need to do something else. And so I just wish that this would change in a way. I because it's important. If we don't do that as society, we are going to have a big loss of so much history at the same time.
At the heart of what you're talking about, I think, would be the programs and services that senior centers provide. And I know we're going to talk about the Intercultural Senior Center in just a minute. But broad strokes, Carolina, what types of activities are senior centers offering that are attracting these older adults?
You know, a lot of art is one of them. You know, sometimes they didn't have, they think they never had the skills. And I think that when we have seen it where sometimes painting is something that, my gosh, they never discovered in the past. The other is the importance of fitness activity. You know, is they, in general, I think people of certain age have still the capacity to move around and to do something fun. It doesn't have to be something strict that they have to follow, but just being around others and trying to move around, that helps their health completely. And also the education of maybe learning another language, you know, it's never too late, you know, to learn another language or to give in a cooking class of those amazing recipes they used to make with when they were growing up, you know, that sometimes it stops because no one cares to try for it. But those things are going in senior centers, as well as a lot of support, mental health support, which is very important, in social services, making sure that, you know, the person is getting their food stamps for some, but others is to follow up in doctor's appointments or, you know, remembering that coming to a social work, they can get, maybe they're struggling with housing, they're struggling with payments for utilities. So there's so much need. Sometimes it's the misperception too that it's just the people that are under the poverty line that come to senior centers because there's the only place to go. But there's people that they have a different kind of capacity, but that the companionship or their socialization, that's what they look for. And they find amazing friendships in that. And so,
and you're so passionate about this topic. Tell us about the Intercultural Senior Center.
All I can say is it's been a blessing for me being in Intercultural Senior Center. I have seen grow the little seed from the beginning and what we are right now, but I think that I have learned from other senior centers by visiting, by doing a lot of reading and research, how others function and how, in my mind, ISC could be a senior center. They can just offer services not just to one group of people, but to many people from around the world. It's interesting that we've been doing some research about how different senior centers are in the country. They're very intercultural. In ISC, in Omaha, Nebraska, is one of the few of the only one that offers programming and services and care for seniors from around the world.
Yeah, and that just doesn't happen, Carolina. You have been a huge force behind getting things going. Just take us back several years here to when Intercultural Senior Center started and the drive behind you wanting to get that going.
We started 12 years, almost 13 years ago in the heart of South Omaha. And just with this very small group, just because some people have asked me, I was running another organization, another program, and I don't know, in life, I think you feel certain attachment to certain group of people, just like people feel for children, you know how important it is. For me, seniors, people of age, I just feel that connection. Every time I go somewhere, I tend to speak with a person of age. I don't know, it's something about it, you know. And going a little bit back, you know, I'm Guatemalan, and I grew up a lot around my aunts, and I lost my mom when I was very young. And coming to here, I just feel like I fail to give back to my aunts. And as they age, I thought, my gosh, if I only could do this for her. And I think that was that grow my interest and give to other people, grandmothers or people of age. And so that's how my heart went into that age group. And so started with that small 5-7 ladies, and then was more women, you know, but I needed to be open-minded. And so men started to come. But so from that small group, we went to a very small room, like maybe this room that we're here right now. And then like 4 months later, we moved to a Guadalupe Hall for a year. And then from there, we had to move again. And then we went to Sokol, South Omaha. We were there for 3 years, and they sold the building, and so we have to move back again. And so we went to YMCA on Q Street and 30th. We were there a few years, and then that's when the dream needed to come true by ISC having their own home. We moved so many times around, and so finally we found what we have right now. That what my dream was to have a building that was one floor only, where people with different... Because health, if there were people with disabilities or people that had hard time getting places, this was going to be the place where people felt that this was their home. And in having classrooms and a fitness room and a huge dining area and people where they can feel comfortable, and for us to bring nurses or doctors or whoever in the future. And it was a lot into my mind, but I think nothing of this would have happened if it wasn't for all the amazing philanthropic support that we have in Omaha. I think they're the ones who made this happen. Of course, it's the work that you do for the years. You know, it was good. You know, it's looking back sometimes, it's like, gosh, it took forever to get here. But you know what? It is for a reason. You know, I think now we're very well situated where they trust the work that we do every day. We continue to grow. Our programs and services there is no other ones in Omaha that do what we do. And that with all the respect, we bring here people from different backgrounds, different languages, different cultures. That's what is rich about ISC.
Wow. And you guys have overcome a lot of obstacles, a lot of changes. COVID-19, no exception. You know, here you are on a roll in a new place and so forth, and you guys are picking up steam, and then here comes the virus, right? Talk to us about those weeks leading up to March.
So up to beginning of March, we had already 4 vans going out every day. 95% of the attendants here came in our own transportation. And so we had between 90 to 100 or more seniors a day. So it was a busy place where seniors will come and will choose whatever they want to do. We offer many opportunities, and so they were very engaged in what we were doing. But most importantly, too, was the support that we have from the educational system, where we have students constantly trying, because we needed to bring that awareness of having that conversation with seniors, too. And so it was amazing what was happening. And then on March, when the COVID started and we have to stop completely, we needed to think right away what was going to be the way to, you know, to keep connected. And we have just joined the food bank. So we're excited for the food bank. So we decided that we were going to start delivering pantries to seniors. First was to the group that were coming here in our mind. And at the same time, providing packages with maybe hygiene items, food, and whatever we could do it. And so that's how we started. But then we start getting all those phone calls saying seniors needed help here, needed help there. And in less than 3 weeks, we were serving around 600 seniors doing pantry deliveries. And from there, we continued to grow every single day. So I think that it was very good for us to show to the community that we didn't stop. We have not closed one day since COVID started. Our phones ring every day, pantries go out, we're doing meal deliveries twice a week. We are doing now, we have a bus on wheels, is case management. And so what we're doing now is we're going to the seniors' houses to give them support with social services. So we're reaching out to them now instead of them coming here. And we're also doing the pantry deliveries and the food and the packages that go every month with activities, with ideas how to keep busy. We also launch a Facebook page and this Connect ISC. And so the same staff is doing English as second language classes, they're doing citizenship classes, they're doing arts projects with the seniors at the same time, they're doing exercises. And so it's a busy place still.
It's funny, I was thinking about the national theme for senior centers, and it's delivering those vital connections. And you've been doing that. I mean, you haven't missed a beat, it sounds like.
So we're trying.
You're actually coming up with ways to serve the community when you're not able to do it, maybe in a more traditional sense, by having them come.
Exactly. Yes.
That's so, so cool. So, lesson to be learned in everything, Carolina. As COVID-19 has come down the pike, and it sounds like you guys have adapted and bent and flexed in a lot of great ways to serve this community. What would you say is the lesson you have learned, maybe as an executive director, but maybe just as a person too, who loves older adults? What would you say that lesson has been in this pandemic?
I think the lesson for me is that we as society, we talked so much about seniors because they get old, they are isolated because that's life. You know, you're not working, so your life gets very small because you don't have anyone around you. And we have learned that with COVID, this is not happening just to people of age. It's happening to every person in the world. And I think it's a lesson learned. It is for me that I feel proud that we never have stopped communicating, but I think for the community or for people in general, if you feel lonely, having the connections, having the technology in your hands, having friends, how do you think a person of age feels when it's pushed away from the society because they're getting older, or because they're pushed away because of some type of disabilities, or because they're ill, or because maybe life was not good and they got forgotten? It's hard. And now it's like, it's so lonely. You know, it is for us. I see myself sometimes that I have everything, but I feel lonely. I miss my friends. Not that I have a lot of friends, but I miss the connection that let's get together, let's talk about future for ISC programs, activities. And I can only imagine how hard it is for a person, and we see in our seniors, they are living in one room only. Even family members are pushing them around because it's COVID. We don't want them to get it ill or exposed. And so it's just through that window that they can see out because they're not coming out. So I think it's a lesson learned for what is happening right now, but we're very worried too that a lot of our seniors, they're going to go away because it's just that emotion that they're more lonely than ever. So,
well, and knowing that there is a place like the Intercultural Senior Center for people to plug into, and your willingness and ability to make it work for everybody, this would be a good time to ask, how do people get in touch with you, Carolina? Phone number, website?
So we have a Facebook page, Intercultural Senior Center. We also have our InterculturalSeniorCenter.org as another way. We have our phone too, is 402-444-6529. They can reach us in those different ways or stop by. Our doors are open, meaning that it's COVID doesn't mean that we're not going to help anyone that needs our help. So yeah, we're here. They can call anytime. We're here during, you know, business hours, which is 8 to 4:30. But we can help anyone. It doesn't matter who it is. We're just here to help out, to make it any problem they, you know, some seniors might feel they're into it. If we can be of assistance, of help, we're here to do that because I have an amazing staff too.
Wow. So Thank you for all that you're doing for the people of this community. I want to give a special shout out today to Gabrielle Apodaca. Gabrielle is one of Carolina's participants here. She was kind enough to share her journey through COVID-19, a story that you can find in the blogs section of this website. I invite you to check it out when you can. In the meantime, I'd like to thank Carolina for joining us and my husband Mike for making us sound so good. And of course, to all of you for listening to The Art of Aging, a podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky, inviting you to join us again as we'll be posting new segments every 2 weeks. Till then, may you find meaning in each and every moment, hence discovering what I believe to be the true art of aging.